welcome person of interest.
one person.
To the ghoul cam.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
With GhoulCast, I am your host, your toast host, extra buttery, Chris, to my guy in front of me.
Is that me? Oh,
that's you.
I'm Paul.
And I am Salty Glenn.
Salty Glenn?
Goes well with crispy and buttery.
Shoot.
You're a popcorn.
I'm just Paul.
You're a popcorn.
Okay, that works.
Popcorn Paul.
Sweet.
Pop.
That's probably what a lot of my friends think anyways. They're like, oh, Paul likes everything.
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Popcorn.
It's calling out food.
Well, there's probably at least two people listening because I know my son Jesse's been listening to these.
What about Jesse's girl?
He loved them. Yeah, I wasn't going to sing it, but it'd be awkward, right? Like, yeah. My cousin's also named Jesse.
Yeah.
And I'm like four Jessies.
This goes out to all the Jessies out there.
And their girls.
And their girls. I wish that I had them. All of them. In beakers, because I bet you they taste delicious. And mix them all together.
Oh.
Chug, chug, chug.
This goes out to Uncle Jesse.
Oh, poor Uncle Jesse. His lady's a tramp.
She's an edutramp.
Edutrampment.
Man, it sucks because I had a huge crush on Aunt Becky back in the day.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't.
I loved her. I mean, I didn't watch Full House.
No, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. You might want to take off your...
They would call me and, hey, Aunt Becky's on. I run in.
Right.
Okay, I'll watch this scene. Not going to sit through the end.
You might want to take off your Olsen Twins t-shirt when you're sitting there.
I wish that
Michelle
had.
Forever.
Goddamn liar.
Michelle had Uncle Jesse's girl. Aunt Becky, why can't you be my name?
Oh, Aunt Becky, why did you do this to us?
Becky, why? So, hey, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been so long. I've started 18 podcasts.
One
about Kiss, one about Motley Crue.
One about Captain Marvel.
The old Captain Marvel, because I don't acknowledge the new one. Oh my gosh. I have a Jordan Peele podcast now. Because I'm that angry that he exists. Like, I find everything he's ever done. Like, I actually, my next episode is a review of his fifth grade play. Overrated.
All he did was play a tree in it. You wanted him to leave.
He calls out to the princess, I have your nuts.
Bruce.
Oh, man.
So what's on the agenda today? Other than me just telling you for the next hour how amazing the 5 minutes of Godzilla was I saw.
Oh, maybe you should start with that because we didn't see it. It's like a preview
it was just a trailer, an IMAX teaser, which I can't wait to see that in IMAX. Holy crap!
Holy crap!
I'm gonna drag my dad to that.
Like you just it's playing before Shazam, and it was like when they were playing. They I think they only did it with one movie, The Animatrix. Before that's right. The only reason I went to see that one shithole Stephen King adaptation. Dreamcatcher.
I almost walked out.
It was so bad. I almost walked out, but I wanted to go see Animatrix. That's the reason I wanted to go. So I'm like...
Have you watched Dreamcatcher since?
Hell no.
I did. I went back and watched it again.
No.
And then, like, it's... Well, spoiler, right? It's been out for, like, 25 years or whatever.
Right.
When Jason Lee bites it...
Yeah.
There's nothing else to watch.
Like, other than that?
That was it. Like, no, well, like, the movie's done. Because he was kind of cool and interesting.
Right. What's funny is there's a... Doesn't the alien call himself Bob Gray?
I don't remember.
Because that's its name.
When I say I went back and watched it, it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought about that.
I thought it... Robert Gray. I thought it... I don't know. I'd have to look. But, I mean, I don't know.
That makes sense, though. It's an underrated film. No, it isn't.
The only way they could underrate it more is to not have made it. I wish that was the case. William Goldman, no.
Mm.
Wasn't that William Goldman?
Yeah.
And, again, no.
No. Just no. Twice. Double no.
Double, double, no, no.
Double, double.
Double up, double up. No, no. But yeah, no, the it's interesting because it plays like the Ghidra stuff plays like, I mean, it's like a horror film. He looks amazing. Like, he really looks great.
Every time.
And he sounds a little different, but you don't hear like the, like, because he's kind of like chattering a little, like him in the head, okay. Kind of like, which it would be great if they're like, if you imagine they're probably just arguing.
They're Molary and Curly.
Yes. But you don't hear like the, like the, you know, the.
Right, right.
But I think you will.
Every once in a while you're, hmm!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, a wise guy, eh?
Like, there's a scene where Godzilla, like, puts his arm and he pops him on the head and their tongues all go like,
and then he breathes fire down their throat.
Yep.
Wait, what?
They try to get rid of him with, like, two giant frying pans and hit him in the head. Get the armies, get Nassau's frying pans out.
His arms are too small.
I can't wait for that movie, though.
Yeah, no, it's funny because somebody, you know, I can't remember, like, somebody was, like, talking about how, like, what they're going to do with King Kong versus Godzilla, and I'm
yeah.
like, that bar is going to be real high. I think that's going to be more after this one, trying to get kind of balance.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It, like, to kind of the Earth, and King Kong's more of a balancey figure, and
right.
Godzilla's just like, I'm just mad!
And Kong's like, more like nature,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, it'll be interesting.
Can't wait, dude. Just from talking about that, I get a little goosebumps.
These casts are amazing, too. Although we're there to see the monsters.
The actors are
huge.
Great.
Oh, it's great. There's great shots of Ken Watanabe going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Why'd you let him out?
Wouldn't you just, if you were his character, would you just quit at this point? After that other movie, you're like, why am I back here?
They show, like, the Earth, like, you can't, you're fucked. They're kind of like, well, I guess I'm in, am I in?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like, it's great. Like, I'm real curious. I think I know, like, the reason, because the scene shows, like, a character releasing Ghidra. Like, and so I can guess why, but it's one of those, like, oh, man, you made things way worse.
Yeah, like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, I hope it gets, it's like, there's spiders in the house. We'll light the house on fire. I don't know if that's great. It'll get rid of the spiders.
Right.
I guess it will.
Right.
It definitely will. Like.
Right.
Oh, maybe they can put it out. You know, maybe you let the spiders catch fire and then you put it out, but don't get rid of the spiders.
But now Godzilla and Kong ain't due out until, what, 21?
I thought.
2021, I thought.
Oh, was it? So I thought it was next year, but it must be. Yeah, it must be.
I
know
want it to be next year.
I know they're in production, but yeah, it's got to be 2021.
It took so long in between the Godzilla movies.
Well, I think they were just kind of trying to figure out if they wanted to do them.
Right.
Like,
and then they had the Kong. So that Kong is in continuity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because
I love that. It was so
I wish
fun.
They would have, what the fuck, Loki guy in it.
Yeah.
And Brie Larson. Because, like, the end of, you know, Kong, mm-hmm. they kind of show them, like, all the Monarch files. Like,
maybe they will.
By the way, shit.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to be.
They're too busy.
Well, I'm probably just too much money at
right.
this point.
Right.
Like
she's
going to
be busy for a while. Yeah.
It was funny. Did
making
you
fanboys weep.
Did you see some guy had, like, tweeted about how outraged he was that she directed a movie? Because she hasn't earned that right yet.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it was
what
funny. Like, his point of reference was, oh, God, I can't think of his name. It's a male comedian, like a younger comedian. He was heavier and then lost a lot of weight, blah, blah, blah. But he directed movies like, but see, he went through the process, but she hasn't done anything. And Netflix popped up because she works
right,
with
I did see that.
Yeah, and they were like, here's her list of stuff she's done.
It was insane.
And it's a long-ass list of, like, she's like, she's directed short films. She's gotten, like, awards.
Right.
She's done all this stuff. It's like, maybe just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was Netflix's mic drop.
Yeah.
Netflix responded with that.
Wow. Well, protect your property, man. Like,
yeah.
That's,
yep.
Yeah, I can't remember if the movie maybe that she directed was going on Netflix or something. She's involved with something on Netflix.
Right, right.
It was funny, though.
And then the list of her credits, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
pretty impressive.
Yeah, because, like, she's done 53 films and gotten, like, 50 awards. It's like, Jesus. Like, oh, wait, it could be, like, one good movie got a million awards or
no.
whatever. Like,
yeah, it was a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, now, another thing that was funny is I read somebody who was like, oh, what I couldn't stand was her acting. I'm like, and I went in and just posted a picture of her holding the Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
And it got like 100 likes in like 5 minutes. I'm like, yes, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess she'll have to console herself with her Oscar.
What did she win an Oscar for?
Yeah.
I forget.
What's that movie called? Room?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Wow, that's pretty strange because I didn't really think about that when you asked, but it did. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huh. She won Best Actress for that.
Wow.
She'll have to console herself with it and her $1 billion showing.
Yeah. Yeah, all those it's funny. I like seeing like the people post like, boy, all those angry guys that were gonna like not go see it out of protest and were trying to nuke it on Rotten Tomatoes. Boy, that really made a huge impact.
Right.
And then when they attack movies like that because they've seen her in other movies but they didn't see The Room.
Right.
They're like, oh yeah, but she's not good in this and this.
Right. So The Room. What's that?
What's that? Like, well, you didn't see the
that
thing.
Count.
You didn't see the thing that really counts in this argument. That's strange.
Yeah, it doesn't help their argument at all to acknowledge that.
And then you're like, so you want any women in any movies? No, they have to be hot babes or just like make dinner. Be saved.
Where's my dinner?
Be saved by the normal guy that doesn't get girls and stuff. And then she wants to do him. Like a lot. Because he saved her.
It's a very specific plot line, buddy. <It's> like,
whatever. It's real life. So I thought, you know, I think Mr. Glenn had an idea for what we could shitty chat about. Was it?
Actually,
no, it was
Paul's idea.
Man,
yeah.
Sorry, Paul. I'm
That's
stealing,
all right.
Stealing your biscuits.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess it sort of was my idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because I had to actually even just learn what the term meant. So yeah, it was your idea.
Well, yeah, because there's two terms, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Because one of them is elevated horror,
right.
And that's the one I prefer, because it is horror. And the other one is post-horror.
But, I mean, that's still horror.
Right, but it's supposedly after horror.
Oh, that's
it's derogatory. They mean it in a derogatory way.
It doesn't have anything to do with the postal service.
No. No.
Post-horror.
Although Kevin Costner is in all of them.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, you know, it's horror with higher, maybe, ambition in a way than what people might be used to. And not even, that doesn't necessarily even really describe it. But
bigger accolades is what it's shooting for.
Right, like, yeah, it's just not like a B-movie.
Right.
They're not B-movies. It's not.
So a lot of what's going on is the argument over the
prestige horror.
To begin with,
yes. Arguing over
the
term.
Post-horror era.
Or, you know, why shouldn't it just be called horror?
Right.
Well, because a lot of things have adjectives added onto them.
Well, but I mean,
to help describe them.
Let's put all the cards on the table.
Okay.
What are all the cards?
To me, all of that's kind of a bunch of bullshit.
It is. I agree.
And it's cool that there are people like Jordan Peele who don't really cotton to it, who are just like, yeah, no, it's a horror movie.
Right.
Like, this
you
is
just
what
keep
it
saying
is.
It's a horror movie.
It's where a movie comes out, and it's a horror movie, but the actors aren't into the idea of being in a horror movie, or the producers are worried it won't sell as one.
Right.
Like, whoever's looking at the, it's
meant to be derogatory to horror.
Yes. So they're like, no, this is a thriller.
Right.
Or, oh, no, this is post-horror.
Right.
Like, because it's funny, because I saw, like, a list, and it was, what is it? What was it called? Like, that ghost movie. Ghost Story.
Yeah, which is...
No, it's shit. It's the one... With Casey Affleck?
Ghost Story.
Is it Ghost Story? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because he's fucking dead, I don't know why it's a drama.
It's
like,
it's
a
drama.
It has a ghost.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'm like, it has a ghost, but it's not a horror movie that I know of.
No.
In that case, then Ghost is a fucking horror movie.
Right.
There's even monsters in it.
Casper. That live action Casper, right?
Horror movie.
Isn't
it A24?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why. They're just grouping all that shit together and like, yep.
They make post-horror
movies. That must be a horror post-horror
like,
movie.
I'm sorry, Witch is scary as fuck.
Witch
if
rules.
That's post, I'll stay.
Yeah. Like, and it's a derogatory term from the actors and stuff, but also the horror community.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to acknowledge...
Well, yeah, we know certain people out there who don't like
right.
the fancy-pantsy horror movies.
Fancy-pants horror, exactly. And the thing to me is that horror's always kind of reflected the times. That's one thing that I think is really cool about it. You can kind of tell where society is from horror.
Yeah.
Well, this is right there with it. Get Out is Night of the Living Dead, basically, really.
Right.
For this time period, like, it's reflecting what is actually going on. So it's bound to come to a social, you
Man,
know.
Horror's always had social stuff. Like,
always.
I'm sorry, Dracula's about taboos, because it was about sexuality and, like, all,
Dracula's
like,
daughter,
yeah,
even
sensuality.
More so.
Yeah. Frankenstein, Bride Frankenstein had irreligious symbols in it.
Yep.
Like.
It's always done that. Always done that.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Perfect.
Communism.
All those 50s movies are commentary on nuclear and atomic.
Yeah.
Well, and the fear of science, which
yeah.
is,
yeah.
you would think we'd be getting a lot
right
now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. yeah, but most,
well, that's
most
where,
of
like,
those people are making movies.
Yeah.
That's where, like, you know, the stupid Sharknado movies come in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all that.
Why is there? Oh my
right,
god!
Right.
Oh my god! We need. I have an idea. No one steal. All right, everybody, plug your ears. This is just for the guys. I have a brilliant horror movie.
We're
idea.
Writing this right after the show.
Like, seriously.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
I got my pencil.
This guy finds out that the Earth's flat, and no one else knows.
Shut up!
And the horror finding out that it's a flat Earth. And he's on a cruise ship, maybe, that's going, like, quote-unquote, around the world, and no one will believe him.
Is it flat but round like a pizza, or is it flat and square like a book?
Square.
All right.
It's a square deep dish.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just sold that idea to Key.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to get on the map, too. He can't let Peele have all the fun.
No, he can't.
I'm going to have people that live in the clouds, and they come down. Cloud people.
What is this cloud? Hmm. They start throwing toilet paper.
Cloud's about the 1%.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, that's all right, you guys can unplug your ears now.
Go ahead and make that movie if you want.
Fuck that! I'm gonna make a mess. Seriously, like I.
And it'll just
like,
be called flat.
Once I happened upon the cruise ship idea, no one will believe him. Genius. You've got to listen to me. There's nothing to be afraid of. All of a sudden,
Karen,
the wall of ice appears. Like, no, we're gonna crash. We'll go around it. Oh my God, he's right. The Earth's flat.
Dun dun.
Like they get captured by the government. Because they're like, you went too far. Well, now we have to kill you because you know that Earth.
But it's technically spelled government.
Government.
G-E-B-B-E-R. Government.
That's why we needed our Second Amendment.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That escalated so quickly.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to do that.
Mic drop.
So what's the opposite of the term that we're talking about now, post
horror? Like 80s kind of trash horror.
Right.
Like,
B-movies.
Or
kind of like what we just described.
Poverty Row.
The opposite is like probably, you know, what's that one?
42nd Street kind of thing.
Making people throw up all the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking
no.
about?
The guy who made tortured vomit dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Isn't that the opposite of it?
Yeah, I guess.
Horror?
Yeah.
Like asshole horror?
Right.
I can get chicks naked if I make a movie.
I think that movie has like 7 or 8 sequels, so somebody's watching that.
I mean, they are.
They're misogynistic assholes that want to see naked or half-naked girls getting tortured. They're like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. And they throw up, like, a lot.
Yeah, I remember, for some fucking reason, Netflix had, like, 3 of his movies.
Are you kidding me?
Yes! And I'm like, well, I don't want to watch these, but I feel compelled, so I fast-forwarded through, like, the torture bomb about that, and then there was at least 2 of them, because there was, like, All Scream Queens Must Die or something. And and I was just like, the fuck is this shit?
Right.
Which is funny. You know what's on YouTube?
Everybody.
The fucking, what is that Japanese gore series? The Guinea Pig series.
That's
on
YouTube.
Fucking
that
YouTube.
Was the first one I was going to mention.
I buzzed through them because I was curious. So I was reading some and I'm like, I'm curious. Yeah, fucking on YouTube. Like 2 or 3 of them. Wow.
That was the first one I thought of. Then I went to the vomit dolls.
Yeah, no. Like, and
take that out of context.
And there's no
Mermaid
real plot.
In a manhole.
Yep.
That and then the first one where he just captures a chick and he does a samurai thing. There's a part where he's a samurai. I don't fucking know, but yeah, it's gross. They're gross as fuck. Like,
that's the opposite of prestige horror.
But people elevated. See, but those elevated. The guinea pig ones, people will say are art,
right?
And I would give them more art than what you said. The
vomit doll.
Yeah, like Billy the Bubba, or I mean, and I don't. There's a local guy named Bill, like, who does like stuff under a name like that. But isn't that his? The dude's, there's a director that goes by the same name. So I want to get that straight. The director.
You are correct.
But yeah, like Billy the Bubba or Billy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're grinning like you know. Well,
the, I know the guy.
Do you? Sorry, this is Chris talking, so I'm the dick in this bush. So, yeah.
Nope, you're not wrong.
I mean, if you watch fucking Sandman, they interview half of those motherfuckers.
Right. Right. It's true, yeah, they do. Like, they do.
Why do you make movies? I like to make movies about chicks with titties, and then their titty get cut off.
Oh, my God.
And then it's cool, and it's art. It's art. I just do it a lot because it's art.
Oh, man.
No, it's not. You just like to see naked girls. That's all that shit is.
Well, wouldn't you think something like, okay, well, Dave actually mentioned Terrifier. That
no,
is more in line with, it's not the opposite, no.
Yeah, no, that's
not at all, but it's more in line with what a horror fan would see.
Yes, yeah. That,
right,
yeah.
Like something
that's their argument
down,
visceral,
again.
Straight down the middle.
Yeah. Where it's more straight up visceral.
Right.
And
right.
It's, yeah, it, right. That's.
And I mean, I liked the clown, especially.
Oh, he was, and
awesome.
Both,
I want him to play the Joker.
Both dudes did a good job. Like, the guy from the first movie did a good job. But, yeah the guy who played Arthur Klein was great.
Yeah.
Like, and Terrifier, I didn't love all of them. It did, I mean, it's a good movie.
That's how,
like,
I felt.
I hate that it was as good as it was.
Like, it was
really?
A lot of fun to watch, but, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's on Netflix. It was. I mean, it's really, he is a great villain.
He is.
Like,
as soon as he came out, I'm like, that's an icon.
Yeah, I mean, and they do a great job because they let him be him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't have, like, because he don't know what he is yet, like.
Right.
And I hope they keep him kind of.
In that.
Yeah.
I hope they do, too.
Because that was the problem with Freddy. If they kept Freddy as Freddy, you would have had a fucking bunch of great movies.
Yeah.
Instead, they made him a fucking comedian.
And there's some stuff about him, like, that reminded me of Freddy. His movements and everything. I got to interview the guy. I mean, he's just the nicest guy. He's a sweet guy, but
I mean, but let's face it, most people in horror are pretty sweet people.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mentioned it to him about that he kind of reminded me of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, yeah?
The movie he was so tickled about, he's like, dude, I swear to you, I based a lot of it on Charlie Chaplin and Freddy. He said he legitimately went out of his way to try to mix those two together.
Well, and you have to, because he's in makeup, where you can see his face, but like, so it's pantomime.
That makeup is still crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good, but it's pantomime.
Right.
Yeah. So it has to be exaggerated movements and kind of, yeah, if they make him start being a Chatty Cathy or something.
No, I don't think so.
I would hope not.
I don't think they will. I bet they
still. I'm shocked. I'm honestly shocked that, like, especially when you look at Blumhouse, what Blumhouse is looking at, that's literally an indie, like, the guy who made that owns it, but, like, picking that up and picking up fucking Leslie Vernon.
Yeah. Because
those are two, like, get on the ground floor.
That, how
you can fucking
that?
Make, like, direct-to-video sequels until the cows come home.
Yeah.
Like, low budget, right. like let the creators have.
Because they did a sequel to Leslie Vernon as a comic.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I kept seeing was that the idea that elevated horror is purposely used by both Blumhouse and A24
right.
as a way to promote stuff by keep using the term elevated horror over and over again.
Right, right. Then people will latch onto it.
Because they felt, one of the directors talked about how it was kind of like trying to show a Sundance movie to horror fans.
That's the thing I kind of have a problem with, though, because horror fans don't all want the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a gore person.
Well,
I like it if it's well executed. I think it's art, but I'm not in it for that. I don't care about that.
Well, let's be honest, and like, everybody needs to look in the mirror. Exorcist is elevated horror.
Totally,
like
100%.
Like, if you like Exorcist,
I was gonna make
your
case.
You're outed
officially
of liking elevated or smart horror. Like, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
That's what I mean.
Like,
down the line, the movies that make it work borrowed that from the Exorcist.
Now Let Me Dead.
It's elevated. It's like there's zombie attacks, but most of the movie is people just dealing with one another. Yep. It's the other two movies that are more like about zombies eating people.
Well, I mean, Exorcist, because Dawn of the Dead is a is talking about consumerism.
Well, no, it's not. I don't mean it as a negative. I'm just saying that those are more
cinematically.
Like, yeah.
Cinematically, The Exorcist has all of that because it's super well made. It's highbrow,
yeah. Right?
The way it's shot.
People who don't want to be in horror movies.
Right, exactly. There's great actors in it.
Fucking,
Well, here's the... I was reading about the history of this term and, like, how a horror movie has actually gone through elevated horror before.
Right.
And the thing that everybody clung on to was the 70s was the first period of elevated horror because it was all...
Omen.
Yep.
Big-time university school directors.
Right.
Who had... that could do anything they wanted.
They got money, finally.
So, and they had those type of actors. Like, you know, Jaws had Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider.
Right.
And
again,
come
cinematically
on,
impressive.
Right? Yeah.
You're not going to think of it like that.
Dolman had Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that's bonkers.
Well, I mean, Tony Collette, I want to say, didn't want to do a horror movie.
Right.
But she had Hereditary because, I mean, it's one of the things,
God,
I think...
so good in that movie, by
and
God.
I think people get hung up on... It's kind of like, because I always, it's like a band, it's like instead of like writing the music, you know, playing the music that they, you know, they want to hear or that they hear in their head, they're like, well, no, we got to be this kind of band. It's the same kind of thing. It's like, just make the movie that's in your head. And
right.
If it's a horror movie, it's a horror movie. It is what it is. It doesn't make it less.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, because I'd seen that Jordan Peele had said, well, no, Get Out's not really a horror movie. Us is a horror movie.
Right.
Which is weird because... I just watched all the extras, like, recently for Get Out, and I'm like, you were saying it was a horror movie. Like,
it was a horror movie. Maybe he meant it as, I'm doubling down.
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
Because the opening scene of Get Out...
Yeah. Oh
my God. I was in right away. I'm like, he gets horror.
There's lots and lots of mental violence in Get Out.
Yes.
But Us has actual physical violence. Mm-hmm. I think that's where he's... saying once technically a thriller,
I mean,
aka
but,
mental violence,
right?
Because that's how we think of thrillers most of the time,
right?
And the other ones straight up in your face violence.
Although there is almost a paranormal aspect to Get Out,
there is. Yeah.
That's what surprised me about. Wouldn't surprise me about him saying it wasn't.
Oh yeah, I mean it's almost it gets into sci-fi.
Yeah,
like
and you
oh,
know
yeah, yeah.
What you gotta love about him, well, at least I do, is that. He fucking loves horror.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy who loves horror, you could tell.
Yeah, both do.
Yeah. So
I don't, not that they're drawing it to hit, but.
No, no.
They were
great. Their horror skits on Key and Peele are amazing.
They are.
But it is funny, though, that so many, that there's a bunch of horror people that won't embrace him.
Right.
But, like, he is a horror guy.
He's
like,
horror
he loves
all the
horror.
Way.
Like,
you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
He's directed two movies,
tried
both
and
were
true.
Scary.
Yep.
And then he, like, rebooted fucking Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he hates horror. Like,
right.
He for sure doesn't like horror.
And you can tell, when they're writing those skits, the horror skits that they did, which they did a lot of them, you could tell that was somebody that knew horror. They watched horror movies.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there thinking that before, like, wow, these guys actually know horror.
No, it would be fun is to see if they were to reboot, like, Scream, to see what Jordan Peele did, like...
You are taking everything
exactly.
I was going
like,
to say.
Because that'd be interesting.
That's what I want.
Because it would, like, he's even said, like, he looks at... it looks at it in a different way,
yeah.
But it would still like it would be just as cutting,
yep.
And could be just as like
meta.
Good. And I think Craven would get like would be down with it.
That's,
like I'm in.
Right.
That's what Get Out and Us both remind me of Scream,
and
in a lot of ways
because
they feel big too. Yeah. Like we're talking
right
socially
and
to a
Craven,
big crowd.
Craven like he really directed the hell out of Scream. Like
he
I mean
did.
He's a good director, but I mean like cinematically
the shit
like
out of Scream.
Like,
yeah.
You know.
Which a lot of horror people also didn't like Scream.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because it was mass popular.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, comparing the 70s elevated horror with now's elevated horror, the thing that's interesting about Peele is that you can tell he's got the chops where he could direct anything.
Totally.
He could do a Lawrence of Arabia.
Absolutely.
He can do.
If his heart was in
someone's
it.
Gonna do Lawrence of Arabia. Yeah, let Peele do it. He can do. You can tell he's got the skills.
Totally.
To do any type
that
of
guy has
to
chop.
Him.
Yeah.
In every way.
That being said, to me, his movies feel like, and his sensibility is that he's kind of like the modern Roman Polanski.
Hmm.
To me, that's what he feels like.
Cause that's interesting.
Especially with Repulsion and The Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of Get Out, in a way.
Wow.
That sort of, like, uneasy under the skin. Yeah. Sort of feeling he...
I kind of get what you're saying. I haven't heard anyone make that connection.
And they both shoot beautifully.
Right. Totally.
I mean, Us, I was kind of...
Just gorgeous.
I was amazed at how good Us looked, because I thought, well, Get Out's going to be easy because... He's shooting in houses and whatnot, and this one's more of like an action-y at times adventure.
Man,
I don't want to ruin it for people, but I wasn't expecting it to look as nice as it did.
Beautiful. That was one thing I was telling Chris. Opening scene on the boardwalk with the carnival, just all of that completely seduced me.
Yeah.
I was like helpless after that. I'm like, I have to like this.
The escalator going down.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's just gorgeous. It's great filmmaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, like, quite often through the movie, I kept thinking, this reminds me of Wes Craven a little bit. Just in that way of, like you said, how he could play to the masses and make it kind of feel big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is one thing I always loved about Wes Craven's
movies.
But
still
be felt like you were...
A little subversive.
Yeah.
Because he still,
subversive.
Like, they cut it, but he still shot... Fucking Drew Barrymore being gutted with her guts hanging out. Like, he's still...
A lot subversive.
Yeah.
You feel like there's some danger. That's how these movies feel to me, too. Like, there's some danger there. You know, even with the movie that everyone hated.
The werewolf one?
No, that one. I can't defend that too much. No. God, no.
He'll say
no, not the dog. Not the dog flashback.
Deadly Blessing.
People Under the Stairs is great. No,
oh, yeah.
Deadly Blessing's not great. Damn it.
It's ruining his day.
You guys got it out of me. You know, Evil. His last movie before Scream. 4. The butcher and all that.
I still haven't seen that, but where it's like a supernatural killer that like killed a bunch of friends and okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't remember it.
I
love that movie. I don't know why I can't think of the title right now.
Oh.
I've seen it probably 15 times. It's in my book.
See, what
it's in my 25 underrated horror films.
I've,
there
like,
you go.
Never,
25
you,
underrated
you,
horror
you,
films
you
by Paul
Knowles.
I do. That's, what was that called again? Yeah. My Soul to Take.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you might have read it, but you've never read it.
I didn't read it. In my defense.
Because you can't remember any of the damn movies in there.
I
think Christine's in there. I don't know. There's a few other ones.
My man has written like 30 books, too, though.
I forgot that one.
It happens. I mean,
My Soul to Take, that's the one. But, yeah.
Shocker.
Shocker! You know,
I like Shocker.
It's pretty good.
It's a product of its time.
It is, yeah.
The corniest fucking thing is like, come on! Come on! And like the little spirit in the TV is like, you got it, baby! And that's them. And it's like, oh, fuck, come on. There's nothing.
Well, you know.
It's a hair metal horror movie.
They wanted him to make another icon.
But, I mean, that's just corny.
It
like,
is.
Even if Freddy was like, I'm evil, it's like, yeah, you are, bro!
He tried to make it, like, super intense, and then he found out that all that shit was going to get cut. I think he walked away from that movie feeling really almost like Carpenter about, like, you know, some hard feelings toward the industry about it. Because they were cutting so much of this stuff. And he'd be like, why am I working really hard to make this super intense, and then they just come in and make me...
Yeah.
Cut all that out. But you know, the voodoo one.
Oh,
Serpent
and
Rainbow.
Whoa.
I would consider that elevated horror.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Nails and penis? Elevated as hell. I mean, I guess it's probably testicles.
Okay, let's say conceptually.
No, it's still elevated.
Yeah.
Balls.
Nails and penis.
Which I guess makes Shram also elevated.
No.
Have you ever seen Shram?
No. I don't want to know.
Nail and penis.
Oh, spoiler.
Like, yeah, just so you know. I mean, I'll give you another one. Humping a...
I want another one.
Necromantic.
I guess it wasn't a blow-up doll. It was like a half of a fuck doll. Yeah.
Oh.
There's a scene in it.
A half?
I mean, it's like the torso, or like, I don't know.
Right,
it's like it wasn't a full, but yeah.
I'll Google it.
Your Butchgrass is a good movies with, yeah, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll go back to watching Serbian film before I watch his dive into the necromantic wow. films or, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. So anyway, yeah. I think that's a good point, though, because The Exorcist and Hereditary, they can play back-to-back, and that'd be a hell of a double bill.
Yeah. And I mean, his sequel appears to be something you play back-to-back to Wicker Man, which is also a double elevated Wicker Man. Has no, it's very character-driven, almost no gore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of fits that mold as elevated
right.
horror.
You're right.
You want a good double bill?
Huh.
Rosemary's Baby, Hereditary.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
Be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hell, put The Exorcist on there, too. Play in the middle. And then you just be there all night. And you leave feeling super
crying.
Paranoid.
Right, right.
That's another thing, though. I think a lot of these movies have a paranoia.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think, you know, we always talk about, like, the way that people feel in America is the way the next horror movies are. And
right.
they couldn't figure out, well, what is Trump
right.
going to bring to the horror world? And it's definitely paranoia.
Paranoia, totally. Yeah.
It's absolutely paranoia.
Like, there's different groups. There's them and there's us.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I got out of that movie.
Right.
There's them and there's us, and what a perfect time for that. And also The Witch is the same way. You know, it wasn't
the evangelist that pretty much voted Trump in, so...
Right. True. True. I mean, if you're being honest.
Yeah.
And that's another form of paranoia, that whole movie.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's great.
I was even thinking of something like Housebound. You guys remember that one?
Yeah. No, that's good.
It's such a great movie. And so well made. And actually has some comedy to
movie?
It. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only one that knocked. Babadook came. That was my number one movie, and then I saw Babadook
right,
that year,
right.
and I'm like, oh! And Babadook is another one.
It's another one.
And it's also paranoia.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's trying to say about our times, but...
Mistrust.
Yeah.
Especially with The Witch, I mean, a lot of it also... has to
That's
with
totally.
A girl, you know, coming of age, too. So.
True.
And, you know... not to get off the subject of horror stuff, but we had lots of great coming of age things that felt real in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
From Edge of 17 to Sixth Grade, is that what
yep.
it's called? And The Witch. I mean, The Witch is a great horror version of those two
You're
movies.
You're right. Yeah, that's interesting too.
Yeah.
Which is still sort of like a paranoia in a way.
Right.
Oddly enough. Because in The Witch, even, I don't know if people pick up on this or not, but she's coming into power.
Right.
Really. Now, I think that makes a lot of people
becoming
uncomfortable.
Becoming an adult, going into power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, getting very powerful.
Right.
Just literally destroying, you know, the paternal aspect, literally.
Well,
the patriarchal...
There's a
generation above her.
Right.
Well, before her.
Yep.
There's a fear of, you know, when girls become kind of sexually mature.
Right.
Like,
right.
that whole thing is,
yep.
like, it's a... And especially, you know, then, like, the fear of that and, you know, what it means and, you know...
Yeah.
When you can make a family, are you still part of a family?
Right. And how he did Simple Fears in that one. The way that he shot the baby just disappearing freaked
right.
me out.
I know. I can barely watch that part.
I was like, what? Oh, my God.
Right.
Because the shot got her face, plus the way he shot it.
Yes.
You're like, God. Oh, my. And it's simple, right?
Yeah.
So easy
right.
to do.
Right.
But the guy did it really well. And
man.
Super drawn in by that old scene.
God, The Witch is so good.
Yeah.
Man. Which is top 10 all time for me, for sure.
It's pretty great.
I love that movie. That's a good point, too. Also...
And I think that's part of, like, this new elevator horror, too, is that they're not... And I'm not saying anything bad about special effects, but...
They're driven.
They're going by what's the simplest way to do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hereditary has lots of special
effects,
but it has lots of stuff that isn't special effects. It's also... pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, just the when he turns and he sees himself in the mirror looking different,
mm-hmm.
in the actually the glass reflection.
Yep.
The kid in the school, and then his head goes down under the desk. Pretty easy to do. Any, you know, college kid could make a film like that. But man, did he hit it out of the park with that scene.
He did. I love the ending too, though. I mean, which was, that was probably the trickiest effects.
Yeah.
Because I just keep on picturing the. I don't want to say it just in case, because it's still kind of new, but you know what I'm talking about,
right.
Just floating.
Well, and it's, I mean, it says, again, you can't give away the ending, but, like, it says something when people make certain choices knowing that it's,
right.
There's consequences.
Right.
Because what they know already had a consequence, and they'd rather, like, you know, the unknown, whatever it is,
right.
than to what the known is, because it's just, they don't, they'd rather shirk it, because it's, they
yeah.
hate it.
True. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about The Last Exorcism, too, in terms of being an intelligent film
right.
that's really well made, really mm-hmm. cinematically made, great acting, and then there's not that much as far as special effects go.
Right.
And that last payoff scene, I get chills from that every single time I watch it. So I don't know how far back this goes, but I feel like it's been kind of growing and growing. You got Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Sure.
It Follows.
Yep.
I mean,
It Follows. There you have incredibly low budget special effects.
Right.
I mean, I think that
incredibly low.
The only time where he needs to start the CGI is the last, what, 15 minutes of the movie?
Yeah.
That's it. The rest
right.
of it is just, you better be clever on how to act around.
Because you have to buy into what's
right.
happening. And if you don't, then people will be like, all right, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Which I saw a number of people at that time really being hard on It Follows. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That was just so well written and so well made. And what about even going far back to, like, Pan's Labyrinth?
Oh,
right.
yeah. I mean, all of Del Toro.
Let
yeah.
the right one in.
Yeah.
Or,
the perfect movie.
M. Night.
Yeah. No,
back
Sixth
to
Sense.
The first one.
Yep. Totally.
It's kind of elevated horror.
It
See,
is.
See, it sucks because I wish they'd call it, I mean, I wish it'd be more like thoughtful horror.
Right.
I mean, it's not as punchy, but, like, it's what it is.
Right.
Because there's, like, Friedkin's is visceral. Like, that's a visceral.
That's
or
what
that
they
or.
Want. They would be like, okay, yeah, that works. It's thoughtful. It'd be snide almost. Ooh, thoughtful horror. Ooh, fancy.
Well, here, it just seems like it's, at that's, I mean, again, you're right. People hate it, but, like, it, I like it better than I like Elevate. Like, oh, it's elevated.
It's too much for you to understand with your childlike mind.
I thought about this part a lot, though. So, rock and roll's pretty basic at a certain point.
Right.
And it turns into a psychedelic kick where it gets really complicated. Then it goes back to basics again
punk.
With the Byrds
oh,
and Bob Dylan and the band and
mm-hmm.
all that, where they're like, okay, we're going to get rid of that whole psychedelic because it was too big. Then I feel elevated horror is very similar to the term prog rock, which comes directly after the Byrds and all of those bands. And at that time, I'm sure it sounded hoity-toity.
Yeah.
But now when we all say prog rock, it doesn't feel hoity-toity anymore.
I mean,
they're all like,
me,
we just read a bunch of Tolkien books, and we can really play our instruments.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, do we have to do Stripped Down? No, man. Let's talk about elves.
Right, well, exactly.
And, for 20 minutes.
And I think in the future, the term elevated horror will just
prog
be
horror.
An accepted sort of right, a prog horror.
I don't think it
feel.
Will stick, and here's why I think it's a little different.
I mean, if it does.
Right, right. Agreed.
Where it would
but
just
like,
turn into, oh, it's just different than heavy metal.
I do.
But wouldn't you
it's
say
prog
that
rock.
Prog rock is actually a subgenre, though?
Absolutely.
I don't think all of these horror movies belong together in that way.
I do kind of like progressive horror as a title, though.
Progressive horror is pretty good.
I kind of like that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
No, it's good.
And then
Doctor
Bombadil
like,
to be regressive horror.
Yeah. Well, like, Let the Right One In is a good example. If people say, what's your favorite vampire movie? Mine's Let the Right One In. That's a vampire movie.
Sure.
But it happens to be really well made. So, like, where prog rock almost has
certain... As opposed to what horror, what vampire movies that aren't well made?
Like, most of them.
Right,
a
right,
lot
right.
of them.
And I'm trying to think what my favorite one would be.
I had to think
Near
about
Dark,
it.
I guess.
Near Dark is great.
Well, I also kept reading, and this brings up something you just said. I kept reading also that elevated horror, there was a few things that people were saying they didn't want to see anymore.
Okay.
And they kept talking about certain type of horror movies, which, okay, the zombie movies are starting to annoy people, so they didn't want that anymore. And another one they kept talking about was, like, young adult. I don't know if you've read this.
Yeah. No, I didn't read it, but I've heard
something
this
about
argument.
Young adult, sci-fi and horror was annoying them, and they didn't want to see another Twilight type thing.
PG-13
so this
horror.
Whole elevated horror was a anti that.
Right, right. And ironically, you get, like, The Girl with All the Gifts.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best zombie movies.
Ever made.
Ever made.
Right.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing, under elevated horror, people arguing that the 20 Days Later was technically an elevated horror version
of a zombie
movie.
Which is funny because, like, of all the... I mean, really, like, people have done more with the zombie subgenre than, like... Vampires, they kind of fit some stuff for a while, but they ran at the end of the road with, like, it's to speak about sexuality and disease and this and that. And they're like, well, what else can you do with it? Nothing.
Right.
Not a thing.
And then
where zombies is fucking anything.
Right. But the right one in is, like, the loneliness of that, of the vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Interview with the Vampire, kind of same deal there.
Well, I think it tricks you into following a different story than what it's supposed to be. I mean, it's a vampire
good
movie,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's really a movie about kids.
You're right, yeah.
It's
well, coming
of
age again.
Well, it's kind of like Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it's a movie about dancing and music.
Good
no,
going.
It's absolutely not. It's completely about somebody growing up to become an adult.
Right.
Well, it's gross about Let the, you know, Let the Right One In and Let Me In.
Yeah.
Is she's not a kid.
Right.
That's the,
right.
I mean, she's kind of a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like, that's the creepy, because I can't remember if I ever say how old she is, but I mean.
And then the heartbreak of.
Well, she's at
that.
Least old enough that
the
guy. The
old man was a kid.
At least the kid when they met. We know it's.
Which is also a heartbreaking side story in some weird
way.
But
she's so predatory, like, it's really the true, like, nature of a predator, like.
You're right.
But one that needs the victim to take care of them.
Yeah.
Like, because she's a vampire on more than one level. Like, because she, you know, she's parasitical to the boy.
Right. Well, it is. If you think about it, it's
and
that's
I mean,
pretty gross.
And, I mean, you assume, because the, you know, the old man, like, fell in love with her, and the little boy fell in love with her, so it's, and it's always going to be an unrequited.
Right.
Like, you know that that's a power thing, so she would always have them.
But then,
never let them get, like, she'll never turn them. She'll never let them get physically or emotionally close. Like,
she does tell him at the very beginning when they first meet, I don't want to be your friend.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with you at all.
Yeah.
And she leaves.
Right.
So she does fight against it.
Her loneliness is palpable, though.
It's pretty,
she's not doing a good job of keeping it at bay.
And like Chris said, too, like, she literally can't survive without another person.
Right.
Because you see how she's, like, living in a tub and blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
You're like, oh, man, if you don't have someone else taking care of you, you are as good as dead.
Yeah. And
well, and how much would you... You see it in the relationship with she has with the older man, and she hates him.
Yeah,
she hates him because she needs him, but I think that she adapts it. Yeah, I mean, like, I think he got bitter.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, he loved her for all those years, and she literally never got older. So, like, in any way, he could never be with her.
Right.
So he was just taking care of her. And he knew she was using him and didn't care about him. Like, she cared about him like you care about, you know, like, anyone has to take care of you. Like, just, and that you're not, like, don't have an emotional connection to, you know, like a parasite to a host.
Right.
And I think she understands the boy, like, that again, that loneliness, because she sees it, but she's still gonna
eventually
she's
gonna
turn
gonna
him into the old man. Like, that's the thing. Like, she may feel for him, but she'll turn him into,
she's
like,
she's not his savior.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a day will come where he'll end up same as the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and you know, I prefer Let the Right One In. I bawled my eyes out, but. When I think of the old man, I'm thinking of Richard Jenkins.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're both great.
They are. I think he feels more pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
Richard
just the
Jenkins.
Tear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the That is someone who loves someone for forever, unrequited, and like
no
just,
hope
and but yeah, and knows there's no hope, but still just can't give up.
Can't give up. If
you should just peace out, just be like, yeah, no,
and just walk away.
Yeah, but it's an abusive relationship. You can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure, and I'm sure she knows how to play him. Like she'll always be pathetic. I'm like, oh, but you know how much I need you, and oh, come on, please. And he's like,
Because
imagine how long he waited and like pleaded for her to change him so they could be in together some way. And she's like, no.
Yeah. Because
she wants him to take care of her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some heavy shit.
It's elevated.
Yeah. One might even say progressive.
What if the kid just kind of like has a moment and he just leaves her on the train? He's just like,
oh man.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, you're gone. We're here. What's going on?
Yeah, but you know he won't.
Oh, I know.
You know that's the thing. Like, that's what makes it such a heavy moment because you're like.
But it just I love the idea of that, like that like he was a predator too, and she just never saw it. So at the end, he just leaves her and kind of smiles, like, it's like you should care what I needed done.
What do you please? Like,
have a lemon with a tweet.
I was thinking too, it carried over into TV because you have all these shows that are just so.
Oh yeah.
They take their time and they just build this whole world and they're so well made. Channel Zero, I was thinking about. Some of those are almost downright esoteric. A couple of those seasons are just like, what? What's going on?
If there was a show that you could have seen Peele kind of being involved with,
it was
Channel
that.
Zero. Because absolutely, you're just like, what the fuck is this happening? Like, mm-hmm. This is great, but I don't know that I get all of it.
Right, exactly, yeah. Like, I had to go back and like, wait, what?
I've never seen Black Mirror, but I guess
that's
that would
the same
be
thing.
Elevated.
I was going to say that, too,
right?
Oh, yeah. The one, was White Bear or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Those two, and really, even The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much, to me, it's just horror now. It's just, this is just like where we are.
I mean,
Based
that's,
hotel.
Right.
That's the thing, though,
perfect.
Is the wise fans are the ones that embrace all of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to like everything. I mean,
no.
It's impossible. You're just not going to like. There's tons of stuff I don't like, whatever. But, like, we are. Like, this is one of those rare times where you can fucking go. You can go and see, you know, for a minute, the number one movie was a horror movie. Like, and it got tons of press, and it's huge.
And it's going to happen again.
And the person who made it just had a great big boffo horror movie. And, like,
he
wants to be, like, you have these people that are, like, you know, we used to get. There was an old guard who couldn't get any fucking, like, money and no one to support him. And now, like, the new guard, kind of like a Jordan Peele stuff, like, shit, Anna Sandberg that did fucking Shazam has done horror. Like, all these people are like, James Wan.
Yep.
It's huge. And he's from horror. Like, so.
And he loves horror.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. He's going to go back
to
it.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
As Glenn will find out.
Yes. He loves horror. And, like, the It movie.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to have Chapter 2 of It in theaters?
I read like the
it's
rundown from the footage they showed at CinemaCon. I'm like, I just want them to release that teaser.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's funny, and to me it's just with fucking clown stuff. I remember when they were teasing stuff, and they teased the first photo of Pennywise, and everybody's like, this looks stupid. Like, it's funny. It's just like when the Heath Ledger popped up, and everybody's like, that's fucking stupid. It's going to be terrible. And now you're just like, Tim Curry. I mean, it's one of the things, like, Heath Ledger doesn't have to be better than Jack Nicholson. They both be great.
Exactly.
He is better. But, like, they could both be great. Like, Tim Curry can be a great Pennywise as well as Skarsgård.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, they're great in their movie.
Those two especially I think of as, like, wow, well, that's two great icons of the same character.
And done in different ways.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're both fantastic.
Because, again, like, I've said before, like, in the new one, Skarsgård plays it like a child predator.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whereas Curry plays it like almost Freddy-ish, where it's like he loves, like, making them miserable and torturing them. And I think that's what I always liked about the Joker character. Is like, to me, like, the Joker's purity is that he tells jokes that he thinks are funny. He doesn't give a
fuck. He doesn't care if you like him.
He wants to make himself laugh, and that's what he does, and that's who he is. If you laugh, then, you know, whatever. Like, but that's what Tim Curry's Pennywise is like. He doesn't need to do the stuff he does. He just, it amuses him.
Well, people are gonna people are getting ready to go into the new Joker pissed off anyways.
Well, guess what? It's elevated comic book. It is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
You can see it. It's a Scorsese movie, kind of. Well, it has that same...
It's Shyamalan does DC.
Yep.
Christian Bale's Batman is even elevated compared to the other...
They are, but you know what? I almost wish we'd get a Batman series based off of this. Like, where they truly are grounded. That would be fascinating, where it's Joker and he's a sociopath.
And just make...
Like, that he's not like... Like, Batman didn't... Because Batman's almost supernatural, like, in the things he can do, but, like... Because, I mean, I love the Bale... Or the Nolan Batmans, but they even get, like, into kind of almost supernatural... I mean, you know, with Ra's al Ghul and stuff, they get into almost supernatural stuff, but, like, that would just be...
Because you have to acknowledge that shit in that universe.
I think it's great, but can you imagine...
Yeah.
Like...
Just gritty, down-to-earth...
Yeah.
Vigilante version of Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like, straight up, I'm just a regular village vigilante guy. And I'm not... Like, I'm not so... Because even with the Christian Bales, I see how it steps away from the grittiness that you're talking about in that he's also too rich.
Yeah.
I can afford to build a helicopter... Transformer
type... I have the answer with money.
He can afford to fucking hire and train mercenaries... To go through the streets to just get rid of all crime.
What are you doing this for? Because it's haunting your soul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but again, though, I think that goes to Batman as also a sociopath. He's just, it's like, are you chaotic good or chaotic evil?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
But then in those movies, it's such a thing because in those movies, you don't really pick that up as much. Like, he's very sacrificial.
Yeah.
So that element of, I'm the Batman. It's not there almost
it's a split personality almost.
It is, yeah.
Like, I mean, where it's like kind of how Raimi did Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Where it's like
I thought it was great.
Yeah, he created a split personality that was like the evil in him, like Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just it was funny not to get in comic stuff, but I laughed that what's his name? Made the new Batman and Superman movie and stuff.
Snyder
came out and was like, and I totally get his frustration where people like, because they're upset that Batman killed people, and he was like, just get over it. But I'm like, everybody needs to understand that these are all different universe kind of things, and it's also like, I get it. Like, he, again, you catch Batman at the end of his, like, towards the end of his career, and the shit you would have seen and done, and like, maybe you accidentally killed somebody, and it just gets easier.
He could have probably got away with that a little better if he didn't also have Superman killing people.
But again, I always felt like...
Like, there has to be a dichotomy somewhere. They can't all be the same fucking character. But, that's what irritated me about it. I'm like,
yeah.
Superman ain't that guy.
I get it, but I also get, like, he literally had no choice.
No.
Like,
the screenwriter always has a choice.
Oh, but...
David Goyer had a choice, and he made it.
That's almost a cop-out.
Almost. But so was just Superman killing somebody.
But it... We'll have this discussion later.
In the Phantom Zone.
Your butt's the Phantom Zone.
Yeah. Anyway.
You guys' other nerd podcast.
Shut up!
Batman vs. Superman.
P.S. Shazam kills Spider-Man.
Damn it, again?
Wow. Why Spider-Man keep dying in all these movies? DC movies.
And he takes out Aunt May and ditches her at the restaurant.
That's unbelievable. And that ain't going to happen.
And then pees in her flower bush.
I would rather Flash just killed him. Wait, Flash Thompson?
No, I just
think... Oh.
Yeah. What if the Flash was Flash Thompson? The Flash Thompson. How have they never done that? Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. It's
Marvel.
It's been a long day.
But they did take someone else's character. Like, DC killed a guy, and then he showed up at Marvel, right? Oh, it was Flash.
Was it?
It was Flash.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They didn't. They used a totally different kind of name, but he...
Fast guy.
He died. who was it? Which Flash died?
I don't know.
Barry.
Did Barry die?
I think he did.
All right, so DC won?
Yeah.
The original one died.
But this was more recent, because then he showed up like a couple months later.
Because that gets confusing, too, because, yeah, there's like gold.
Yeah,
it
really happens. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I don't know. We've just gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Elevated
yeah.
horror.
But we're, it's elevated comic books.
Elevated comic books.
Yeah.
Elevator music.
That's kind of the point, though, is that like everything's kind of going this way a little bit.
Which is
even
which,
comedy is a little
which
more
is funny.
High.
Well, actually, the others still stick around. So, you know why I call it unelevated, but regular everyday type of. So we're about
regressive.
Like progressive.
I watch TV.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about like, Channel Zero and the Exorcist TV shows, but the biggest popular one is Walking Dead, which is not progressive at all.
Right.
It's very base.
Hmm.
It had this. I don't know.
It's got.
It had its moments.
I think it just hit. They're comfortable.
When you say there's an artistic quality to
but
a lot
I mean,
of
because
those
there's a lot, there's pathos and stuff. So there's a depth to it. It's just they hit a plateau and they're just like we're cool.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that is that they are telling a story. They're telling a short story as a novel.
Mm-hmm.
And they've run out of things to say. And they could say other things with, say, Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
But they're just, again, they're happy counting their money, and they're cool, and they're just like, hey, man, whatever. It's just like, who's somebody that could be scary? What about somebody who's dressed like they're a zombie? Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a villain. And then next one's like, what if it was one of them, but thought they were a zombie and was eating people? Do it. Season 14. What if a zombie bit Negan and the mayor and that other dude, and they all came back as like a super villain zombie troop? Season 19.
But don't you think there's some, like, there'll be the episode that you know everybody's going to hate? It's like poetic.
Season...
You know what I'm talking about, though? Like, there'll be one that pops up.
Yeah.
It'll be this beautiful, poetic episode.
Oh, like the flowers.
Tears falling down my cheek, and everybody's like, I fucking hated that. I'm stupid. Where were the zombies?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe there's a little bit of that in there.
There is, but it doesn't work.
Because of that. Because
The Walking Dead is fucking Rob Zombie 31, where they tried to do their thing for a while, and the fans were like, we like zombies. We're tired of watching people, like, being people. We want zombies. And so there's like, fine, fuck it. Here's your fucking zombie. Oh, you want some more shit? Here, this guy that's going to kill people, we're going to make it gory as fuck. And we're going to hand job it off and give you blue balls. And tease it out, because you guys are assholes. And to fucking piss in your face.
So it's meta.
Every Sunday after each episode, we're going to say, boy, wasn't it crazy that Rogaine died? Woo! Our favorite character, Rogaine, died in that episode. Hashtag crazy by Rogaine. And you're
please
like,
please make sure this is still rolling.
Like, cool, I'm going to record Walking Dead, but first I'm going to go on the Facebook, like, oh, it's a post from Walking Dead. Oh, Rogaine died! What the fuck?
See, I do think that Walking Dead is aggressive. Now, the fact that you're using that voice alone makes me think that this is the Trump fans' horror show because they're trying to make horror great again.
Maza.
The way it used to be.
Make America.
Back in the old days.
Make America zombie again.
Right? It's
old
day horror.
You made that come full circle. Oh, man. This is the episode where we tell it like it is. Sorry, folks. That's just how it is.
Good because batteries running low.
Oh, man.
That is the worst sequel to Batteries Not Included I've ever
heard. Batteries are running low. The robots haven't been charged.
Oh, my God. All the old people in the building.
Oh, no, it's during a brownout. How will we depower them? If they run out of power, they lose all their memories.
Oh, no. What's Jessica Tandy? What are we really going to do now?
And naturally, there's, like, a military presence that has, like, a generator. Like, we have to charge them on that. But they want to capture them for war machines. See? We just created...
We're going to experiment on them.
We created a Flat Earth movie and a sequel to Batteries on the
Batteries running low. elevated battery.
And I'm gonna make you, we're gonna make one last movie before we sign off. Brocoon. And it's gonna be like it's gonna be Cocoon, and instead of it's gonna be a bunch of dudes that were football players and they're sad.
Oh my god.
Maybe make it a bunch of ex NFLers and they're like, dude, we're gonna die, bro. No way, bro.
Hang on. Wait. You Brocoon.
I got vein damage.
Did you just think of that?
Or it could be Brocoon.
Oh my god, no. I'm gonna cry. Oh, that's so fucking funny, dude. Oh my god. Oh, there's no topping Brocoon. That's it. That's just it. That's the elevatedest we could be. Elevated.
Oh!
Elevated.
Movie about a guy that falls in love with a sea creature, Moo-maid, a cow woman.
A cow woman.
I don't know, I'm ready for bed.
Oh, man.
I'm tired. I saw Shazam and I had to go to Terry Estate.
Oh, dude, I know. I had a crazy day, too.
I kept going places and waiting.
Like, oh, don't you hate that?
Go and wait.
That's regressive.
Rogaine! I loved you, bro. See you when we're old, young people.
I don't even remember fucking Cocoon, so I don't know. Like, did they become young? Did they die? They're dead now.
They become immortal, sort of. Like, they don't age anymore. They can, like, jump up and play basketball and stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God, they need to make that now. They need to mix those, like, fucking,
Uncle Drew?
Yes, Uncle Drew shit with Cocoon. And he's like, oh, you whippersnappers can't do something.
Raccoon.
Boom! Like, yep, yep. Like,
I always mix up with Twilight Zone, that one segment from...
Kick Can.
Yeah.
Kick your ass.
So I think I mixed those up in my mind.
That was the least interesting episode of the movie.
Yeah.
Fucking Spielberg.
What?
I'm going to make the most Spielbergian episode ever.
I read online, like...
It is what got him amazing stories.
I mean, it is what got him some sleep, because he napped through the whole thing. He just said, hey, old people, be cute and lovable. I'm going to take a nap.
Is there anybody in it that we know of?
Scatman Brothers.
Oh, is Scatman in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All those old motherfuckers, like, look at the cast of Cocoon, half of them probably in it.
I haven't seen it in so long. They kind of go together.
But I read the one who's telling them how to play.
Yeah.
Right, that's right.
I will give the end of it of that episode. It's fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it has to be. I think they could still come back and be like, "It's cool, bro." But,
right. I'd read back-to-back posts, and was it? Weren't you involved in a post calling that movie overrated?
That's why I brought it up. I'm a petty ass bitch.
And then the next post right under yours in my feed was, man, Twilight's that movie's so fucking good. There's no way Jordan Peele can ever live up to this. And I'm like,
the movie, again, like,
I screenshotted it because they look so funny together.
I just want everyone to remember that poo-poo's Jordan Peele's, like, go back to the 80s. Which, again, I like the 80s. Twilight Zone, but they already rebooted it once.
Right.
Yeah, that 80s one was
hit and miss.
But, like, yeah, it wasn't as good as original. Like, they did it. It's been done, so get over it.
Not new.
And they had the one where the guy stops the clock that can stop time right as the nuclear bombs are coming down.
Oh,
and he can't do anything at that point.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, I'm lonely. I want people to be around, but I can't serve. That was the only one that hit in the 80s, I think.
Mm.
All the other ones are kind of goofy.
See, I watched I made Mandy watch the Shadow Man one.
That went through
really
the
good.
90s,
oh, you're
too,
right?
That was just, like, a season, maybe two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, a lot of those, like...
I think that's when I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just... People need to back off a little.
I mean, everybody's up in arms
over
everything.
Well, I mean, just wait until Creepshow hits Shudder. They'll be like, oh, it's nothing like the movie. Well, of course it's not. Romero's dead.
What's the
shorts that have been out? Isn't it, Critters?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't
seen a bunch of backlash against that already. Like, they're 8-minute episodes.
And I'm like...
How can you hate Critters?
Did you watch 3 and 4?
Right.
Which are in continuity?
Right.
Like, it's part of the fucking series. I love the whole series. Like, I love the series. But,
right.
Like, after Critters, you're kind of like you've done it.
What are you reaching for?
Like, that's why we're all excited. We want, like, another fucking Killer Clowns movie, but... It's going to be exactly like the first one was, because that's what it is. That's what a sequel is. So.
Elevated Killer Clowns.
I mean, if they do, and if they do anything weird, people will be pissed. Like, oh, well, the goddamn cute
right
clown
there.
Movie. That ain't nothing. That's
yep.
stupid.
That's it right
look
there.
At fucking...
I'm
a remake.
Cute clown because my father was abusive.
Yeah, they'll be like, I just want to make people laugh. Like, fucking look at the remake of Friday
Rob
13th.
Zombie's killer clown.
Oh, God, yeah. Look at the remake of Friday 13th. Or, no, look at the remake of Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, there you go.
Yep.
Fucking horror fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want Michael back. Okay, cool. With no rappers. Okay, cool. I want a brutal. I want a fucking brutal. Okay, cool. Check. Like, I want really good actors in it. Check. Like.
They didn't want yeah, the depth.
They didn't want any of it.
They didn't want the depth.
Well, I don't want to know that he has, like, a background. That's why I'm a dude killing dudes.
This guy's back again.
Why does he gotta have a background? I don't give a shit. Why do they gotta be abused? Why can't they just be, I'm crazy?
I love this character, Mega. Make horror great again.
I just want horror to be great. Like it was when I saw titties and blood. Bloody titties, I never loved that shit.
Oh my god.
Bloody.
Oh my god.
Blood Titty 4, my favorite fucking movie.
Blood Titty.
And at the end, the girl's like, oh, I got through the movie, I didn't get my top taken off. And then the motherfucker pops out of her titties. And it's like, here you go, bitch.
Oh, man.
Fucking Chucky meets Blood Titty, that's great.
Dude, Chucky meets Blood Titty. Dude. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that just happened.
I'm going to go make so many movies. Yeah. I would fucking not need a job if I made a bunch of movies on Blood Titty.
You could probably sell Blood Titty tomorrow.
I could sell them like a motherfucker.
Yep. Yep. Shit. They could play right next to the vomit dolls.
No, because my shit would be good.
I know.
Be all deep and shit. Like about a boy who never could see bosoms, so he's obsessed with them.
Oh, my God.
Go sci-fi with it. So you
the
can
thing
even,
is
so you can just flat out a flat earth blood titties.
Blood titties in space, robot blood titties.
I want the flat earth movie to just be called Flat. And that'll be like, it'll be the black space and just say Flat.
No,
flat.
It'll be called Flat Earth, but that'll be like, first.
Flirt.
They thought they were going on a cruise. They were going to their doom.
You thought they were around. Now they're flat titties.
Oh my god.
At the end of the movie, like,
that's
like
a tie-in.
They're about to die, and the guy will be like, I'll see you around. No!
You just coined the last line of the movie. That's it. But look at the new Halloween movie.
People still mad about it.
Is that elevated horror?
It's a little more. It's a step up. It's not like the full staircase. It's like a step.
Because I've seen people that'll be like, all right, I fucking hate Resurrection, which I'm one of them, and I fucking hate Halloween 2, which I don't hate, but I don't like it. But
like
these people hate Resurrection. They hate Halloween 2, and they're like, they were better than the new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
But you also remember people were mad because there's too many ladies in it.
I know.
Why are there so many ladies in it? Why can't it be Michael doing Michael stuff?
Something with progressive horror.
Right, right. Kind of like the whole Ghostbusters remake. Where you're like, you remember Ghostbusters 2, right, people?
Right. I said that so many times. Ghostbusters
Ghosts
2.
Ghosts don't like ladies.
The Ghostbusters remake is better than Ghostbusters 2. Deal with that. It is.
This is literally our most aggressive
and
abrasive episode. Like, where it's like elevated horror, where we really piss in all of your faces. Thanks for listening. See you in hell. And good night.
Blood Titty 4.
The funny thing is, I'm going to tell you a secret. Blood Titty 5. It ain't even real, the Blood Titty himself. It's his uncle. We gonna bring him back in 6. We're gonna be in 6DD.
Oh my god.
You didn't tape any of that.
I'm still taping. Are you really? I thought I'd watch it. batteries turned on.
So battery's running low.
I mean, the battery's really fucking running low, but all like, do we have last words, last...
An elevated horror?
I just want to say that people need to pull their head out of their asses. We're in like the best time for horror right now. You can get...
Absolutely.
If you don't like any of the new shit, go watch the old shit. It's everywhere. Everything's so accessible.
Yeah. And they're not... They haven't stopped making that other stuff.
No.
Jump scare movies.
We brought
up
Terrifier.
There's tons of
There's movies. Tons of shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the Conjuring movies and Insidious and all that, too. There's a place for all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
In horror, there's a huge place for everything.
Yeah. I think the net's just growing bigger, as I would always
exactly.
say.
Exactly. And it's following what horror has always done.
Yeah.
Always.
Let's be honest, like, about horror fans. Like, a part of them. They're the same as those old school punk people. Where
yeah.
as soon as the fucking
totally.
Punk band got, like, we want our punk band to, you know, do the thing. They love the music and they love everything. But as soon as the punk band gets famous and makes money where they can still do punk, they hate them because they sold out.
Yeah.
It's the same, like, as soon as horror goes mainstream, it can't be extreme anymore.
Or a well-produced album.
Yeah.
The punks hate that.
Yep.
Which it's like, I mean, all of us go old school, where we had to go to conventions to get bootlegs
right.
of fucking Argento and all that shit.
Right.
So,
yeah, my uncle would bring them back to me from conventions.
Yeah.
That's how I saw the Fantastic Four movie.
Right.
Like, so, you know, people just, yeah, like you say, like, people just, I mean, it's his own thing. Enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, then, you know, hey, don't enjoy it. You don't have to, but,
right.
like, just let other people enjoy it.
Right. And I just outed my uncle to the FBI. Sorry about that.
They don't have a time machine. It's fine. As far as I know, the FBI doesn't have a time machine. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, the FBI's going to come get me now.
Great. Redacted.
Right.
Redacted.
No, you guys do have a time machine. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would say we should talk about what we've seen, but, like for real.
Batteries a little.
I mean, it says 37 minutes, but this motherfucker's just going to die. Bye.
Batteries not included.
Yeah, like, I haven't seen anything. I saw Shazam today. I saw Us recently, and that was good. I didn't love it as much as you guys did.
Us I loved. I like the first Twilight Zone episodes I've seen.
Like, there's a lot of movies I can talk about that I've seen, but yeah, like, that's...
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that next time, then.
Main releasey stuff. I saw that one movie I saw, Dark Descent, flipped my shit a little, though. Like, that found footage one I just telling you about. That was, I'll tell you offline. But
yeah, I need to see that.
I don't know, man. I think you could probably...
Really?
I think it's just too much.
Okay.
It's pretty... It's for real intense. Like, whew. How about you? Have you seen any new Chill the Core movies?
Oh, horror noir I saw.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I want to try out Shudder. And honestly, here's... I'm going to confess... I kind of just want to try it out because there's a Bigfoot movie I want to see.
That's why I did. I want
like
to see that horror noir.
The Lost Coast tapes I really want to see.
Yep.
And because I thought it was supposed to be decent or something, and I kind of wanted to see it, and it's on there, and I'm like, God damn it.
Somebody I know loved it. I didn't see it yet, though, but I remember it popping up in the news. Because
it's a found
feed.
Footage. Another found footage
yeah.
Bigfoot movie.
You got to see it.
I kind of do.
You have to.
I'm a fucking slappy for
found footage. I know you are. He'll message me like every night, watched another one. I'm like, where are you finding these? And he'll be like, this one was on YouTube.
Where is he finding found footage?
Right.
I'm going to make it's a movie about finding it off. I find it buried out in the woods.
Yeah.
So I just referenced my own fucking movie.
Chris is a found footage movie at this point.
Yeah, I've
consumed a lot.
It's cool, too, because, like, I would think of you, you know, you have friends that you'd like, I'll go to him for that, I'll go to him for that. Chris, what'd you think of this found footage movie? You know what I mean? Like, that's how much he loves these. So.
I still gotta rent, Hell House, the second Hell House,
because I got
screwed the first time.
Yeah.
There's already some shit that I'm kind of like, but I, like, still want to see it.
Yeah, you gotta see them all.
Yeah. Got it.
They're the Pokemon of your life.
It's true. I go out in public and I try to catch them. All right, cool.
You'll get hit by a car.
So we're good? We're good?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you guys.
Elevated.
Just take care of each other and just love one another and fuck off.